You're mute, May. Sorry. So Eva is Miss Wong Lee. Miss, okay, you're CPC Christie Street. Okay, I thought that was really strange. All right, so welcome to our town hall PTA Title I meeting. So I am going to talk fast because I have a lot of information to share. If you have questions, please type it in the chat, any language you want, and we will get to them. But I'm going to do a lot of talking first.
校长想欢迎所有的家长参加我们的家教会议，或者是师政厅会议，或者是 Title I 的会议。然后呢，他说呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，你可以在留言方案那里呢去提交你的问题。会议结束之前，我们会回答所有的问题的。
Okay, let me just get back to the first screen. I'm sorry, I am scrolling. Okay, so first off, I know we sent out a School Connects about a possible positive COVID case. It went out very late Friday because we were notified Friday evening. Hui Ling?
Okay. 然后呢，先前第一样东西要讲的呢，就是星期五的傍晚呢，我们呢在那个我们学校的 APP 呢，公布了有关于未证实的阳性案例。Okay, 因为我们这么晚公布，是因为我们那个时候才知道，有这件事情发生。
So, what happens is when we hear a suspected case, we call into the situation room, and that's the DOE contact and trace where they do all the follow up. 慧玲
，Okay， 我们呢是这么晚才知道，是因为我们呢必须，你们这么晚知道，是因为我们必须要联络教育局，他们那些部门呢是专门去追踪跟调查说，这个人曾经去了哪里，我们才可以清楚的了解，然后之后再告诉你们。
Okay, so we heard back from them. Ms. Lipsky heard back from them. It is an unconfirmed case.So we don't have to worry, and that is sort of the end of that investigation.
Okay. All right. 校长刚刚说呢，我们呢，他们那个教育局那个部门呢，已经通知我们了，叫我们不需要担心，因为呢，他这个案例呢是未证实的，所以呢不需要担心。
I know there were questions this morning. Was it a student? I can confirm that it is not a teacher.And it is not a student. And the last time the individual was in the building was October 20th.
Okay, 校长说呢，今天早上有一个家长问说，到底是学生还是老师，或者是其他人？然后呢，校长说他只可以回答说，不是老师，也不是学生，而且他们最后一次在我们学校里面呢，是十月二十号。
So, We did have random testing in our building October 26th. It went very well. 20% of the students in-house got tested. Just about all the adults got tested. And everybody was negative. And that was October 26th.
Okay.
Which was a group A day.
然后呢，在十月二十号那二十六号那一天呢，教育局呢，他们一个医疗团队呢，他我们来我们学校呢去做随便测验学生的做那个新型冠状的测验，然后呢他们要测验20%的学生，而且呢我们20%的学生呢都有被测验，而且老师几乎是每一个大人在我们学校里面呢都有被测验，然后结果回来是完全是没有这个病毒的。
Okay, now.On to the winter months, in line with keeping our children safe, we will be keeping our windows open throughout the winter season. If we have to, we run the air conditioning. We also have HEPA filters in each classroom. Filters have been changed. These are not filters that can capture the COVID particles, but they are very, very good. HEPA filters. That means the building will be a little chilly. Please send your child in with another hoodie, another fleece jacket, not another coat, but another sweater or jacket And they can actually keep it in the building in their bag.
Okay, 然后呢，现在是有讲于现在是冬天的这一些这几个月，然后呢这个季节冬天这个季节呢，而且呢，因为我们要保障所有的小朋友的安全，所以呢，我们学校的窗户呢还是会开着的，因为是基于呢要。保障每个小朋友的安全，所以我们的窗户还是会开的。如果有需要呢，我们也会把冷气机打开，而且呢，我们也有一个过滤器，我们也会同一时间的使用的。所以呢，我们希望你可以给你的小孩子多备一件衣裳，因为呢，会很冷啊。OK， 虽然我们有暖气，可是呢，所有的窗户打开的时候还是会有一点点冷，所以呢，我们希望你可以给他多备一件毛衣啊，或者是一个就是暖的汗衫，不需要再带一件大衣来，不需要带大衣来，就是带备多一件那个好像毛衣啊，给他多带一件毛衣进来上学。
OK， now I am going to move on to the latest news about opting in.For blended learning, the DOE has decided that you have one time only to opt in for blended learning if you're on remote. Huiling?
Okay, 现在呢又是教育局呢说这是你唯一的一次机会呢可以选择回来上学。
Okay, they are supposed to release the form today.I don't know. The principals were all looking this morning. I think it did finally go up. When we find it and when we're sure that's the right one, we will post the link on School Connects. Can that happen, Ms. Lipsky?
I just want to correct. We did post it. You're just saying that if they do an updated one, we'll resend it. Right now,
we
are getting that information.It just looks like they might be updating it as we go.
Yeah, so, when we looked, there were some questions about the form. And we don't know if it's for the new opting in or it was for the old one. Right now, they currently have, if you, you must fill out the permission slip for random testing if you want to opt in. So there was a bit of confusion. So, you know, when everything's updated, we will let you know. If you're on remote,this will be the only chance to opt in.
Okay.
You know, that is the latest news.
Okay, 然后呢，有关于选择回来上学呢，然后刚刚校长也有跟你们分享说，这一次是唯一的一次。Okay, 还有呢，就是今天早上呢，教育局呢，应该是跟所有的家长分享，就是那个表格的那个连接，可是呢，有，就是连接呢，我们已经在 School Connect 有发给你，可是那个连接呢，有可能在更新呢，因为里面有很多资料呢，都是不太正确的，而且呢，你现在呢填那个表格呢，他们必须要你同意，就是说学生回来上学的时候，如果他们有一个医疗团队来你的学校，来我们学校的话呢，你必须要选择让他们去做这一些测验的，而且呢，当我们知道更多的资料的话呢，我们会跟你分享的。
So, supposedly you have from today all the way till November 15th.
Hello.
And this will be your only chance to opt in until the next school year, which is September 21, 22. It might change. I don't know. People are quite upset about it. But right now they said this is the only time to opt in. If you choose to opt in, you're on remote right now, you choose to opt in, your child will come back into the building either the week of November 30th or the week of December 7th. They're giving us a few weeks to plan because we will have to probably reorganize the schedule and we will have to figure out the spacing. And if we have to, we will have to hire substitute teachers.
Okay, 校长说呢今天十一月二号到十一月十五号终止，就是你可以选择呢，是重新选择回来做混合学习的。然后教育局说呢，这个是你今这一个学这一年的学期呢是唯一的一次，最后的一次。如果你选择呢还是百分之百的远程学习的话呢，你下一次可以再选择呢，有可能是2021年。跟2022年那个学年才可以重新回来上学了。 OK， 这个是最后的一次。然后呢，我们希望呢，家长你们了解呢，就是因为等我们拿到那些资料的时候呢，我们必须要重新调整我们的那些组合。而且呢，如果你是新加入的学生呢，你可以在11月30号那个礼拜，或者是12月7号那个礼拜回来上学的。OK， 然后呢，你必须要给我们一些时间去调整我们的我们的组合，有可能呢会改变。
OK， I'm sorry, I'm looking. I want to make sure I give you all the information. Okay. If we have a lot of children opting in, for the blended learning that's in the building right now, group A and B, there is a possibility that we might have to go to A, group A, group B, group C. That means your child will have less days in the school building.
OK， 如果你们有太多的学生选择混合学习，就是回来上学呢，我们有可能从 AB 组到 ABC 组，然后意思就是说呢 ，ABC 组你们小朋友回来上学的时间呢，就是那个日期呢，会相较于少了。
I know it is a hardship with the changing schedule, but you know our job is to accommodate everybody that wants to come in. So you know, we need time to plan, and I know, like, if possible, we will give you the news as soon as possible because you'll have to readjust your schedule.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，等我们知道结果的时候呢，我们必须要是我们的责任呢，去接纳所有要回来读书的小朋友。所以呢，我们希望你们可以谅解，可能时间呢会有一点点长久，可能会有改会有所改变，然后我们希望你也可以谅解说，因为我们必须要把所有的小朋友我们都要欢迎他回来上学，所以呢在时间表这个方这个改变呢我们是完全没有控制的。
Okay, so here are some important dates that I'm going to go to. Tomorrow, November 3rd, Selection Day, everybody is remote. Please do not come in to the building.Everybody is remote. Hui Ling.
Okay, 明天呢，十一月三号是选举日，所有的小朋友呢都要做远程学习，不要去学校，因为学校没有开的，因为是选举日。
Okay, all the teachers will be doing their live sessions in the morning, and in the afternoon, your child will have independent work.
OK， 早上呢，老师他们的老师呢会有那个 Zoom 的会议呢，去叫小朋友去参加的。然后呢，十一点以后呢，下午的时间呢，小朋友就需要自己做那个功课啊，或者是老师给的那些作业。
All right, now November 5th is the official Parents Teachers Conference Day. For my families who are in the building.The day will be from 8:30 to 11 o'clock. So please remember to be on time. The day will be 8:30 to 11 o'clock.
Okay, 11月星期四11月5号呢是非常的重要，因为呢是我们教育局呢是规定的家长老师会议的那一天。然后呢，如果你的小朋友在星期四那一天上学的话呢，你必须要知道11点钟呢小朋友就会放学了，而且呢11点放学我们希望家长准时来接。
Okay, please be on time. We are really stressing timeliness, even on a regular 2 o'clock dismissal. The minute all the children are out of the building, the cleaners get started with disinfecting the rooms and the hallways. So it is very, very important.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说今年呢，我们不管是两点还是十一点，我们都建议呢家长准时接，因为呢，每当那个小朋友全部离开我们学校了以后呢，我们的工作人员清理的工作人员呢，他们会进行消毒，他们会马上进行消毒，所以我们希望家长可以配合准时来接。
Okay, Parents Teachers Conference, the teachers will be setting up a schedule to meet with you. They will do their best to accommodate your schedule as much as possible. So, you know, please don't worry. Because we have School Connects, please feel free to reach out to our teachers if you have any concerns, and it does not have to wait for parents' teachers' conference. Willing?
Okay. 然后呢，这个因为星期四是老师家长会议呢，所以老师呢会跟你们呢去约一个时间呢，是详谈你的小朋友到目前为止的成绩是怎么样的。然后呢，我们希他也会试着用就安排他们的时间可以跟你们对得上，这样子你们可以开会议。然后呢，校长说呢，因为我们学校的 School Connect 这个 APP 呢，你不需要等到开家长。学生老师家长的会议呢，来去跟老师讲你对你的小朋友担心什么，你可以通过那个 APP 呢，是随时联系老师的，所以不需要担心。
Please remember, it is your right to ask for your child's progress, whenever you have concerns. Do not wait for parents' teachers' conference.
校长想家长知道呢，就是如果你有任何的疑问，有关于你的小朋友的成绩呢，不要等到开家长会的时候呢，才跟老师详谈。就是其实是你应该知道的，你应该是说随时你有任何的问题，你都可以随时发问的。
Okay, and if you have concerns and you don't want to reach out to the teacher immediately, you can always school connect me or Ms. Lipsky on school connect, and we could do it privately. 回来。
OK, 如果你是担心你的小朋友的成绩，可是又不想这么早的去联系老师的话呢，你可以发一个信息给校长或者是副校长呢，跟他们讲有关于你担心的什么事情，然后呢，你们三个就可以就是私下讲应该要怎么样做。
OK, so sorry.Please be mindful, the teachers will be scheduling your conference. It will be 10 minutes. But like, don't worry. If you have more questions, you can always contact the teacher, through School Connects, and they'll get back in touch with you. Our teachers have fairly large groups, so they want to make sure that they can capture everybody. And then if you have more questions, you know, they will follow up.
Okay, 然后呢，老师说呢，不是老师，校长说呢，这个老师家长会议呢，每一个家长呢会拿到十分钟跟老师详谈的时间。然后呢，如果你觉得呢，你还有其他的问题或者是疑问的话呢，你可以通过这我们学校的 APP 呢，去发一个短信呢，是给老师的。而且呢，因为老师呢，他们的那些学生，他们有很多学生需要见家长，所以说我们只可以给你们，他们只可以给你大概十分钟的这个样子的时间。
Okay, for Thursday, November 5th, Parents Teachers Conference. I forgot to mention this. We have two after school programs that we'll be picking up. It is CPC and Victoria's Children's Group. They will pick up from the building at 11. Grand Street Settlement and University Settlement, they are not picking up. They do not have session on half days. So we will post that on School Connect for you as a reminder.
Okay, 校长说呢，在半天的那一天，这个星期四，11月5号11点钟放学，然后呢，有课后补习的小朋友呢，家长必须要留意了。有两个课后补习的补习班呢，他们会来我们学校，11点钟会来学校这里接。那两个课后补习班分别是 CPC 跟 Victoria's Children's Group， 这两个补习班会来接。那不来接的那些补习班有哪一些？就是 Grand Street Settlement跟 University Settlement 这两个补习班不来接，所以如果你的小朋友呢是在参加这两个补习班的话呢，你自己要11点钟来学校接你们的孩子。
Okay, report cards. So we usually give report cards when it's parents teachers conference. We are going to give report cards the last week of November, which is November 30th. I met with the school leadership team and the PTA and the staff, and I have been in contact with the other principals in District 2. Some schools are doing two report cards instead of three. We really want to keep the three report card format because we really want your child to have the opportunity to show growth and that you can see it. So we feel that it's not fair to your child to receive a report card when the teachers don't really know your child yet. It's been a slow start. So if we give out the last week of November, they'll really be able to give you an more accurate progress report.
Okay, 有关于成绩单, 然后呢, 校长说呢, 我们通常呢, 成绩单呢, 会在, 就是开老师, 家长老师会议, 的时候呢, 会发放给所有的家长看的。 可是呢, 今年呢, 我们将会有, 不同的政策, 然后呢, 校长呢, 跟我们学校的领导团队呢, 跟其他的第二学区的那个校长, 他们共同, 谈过这一个问题, 然后呢, 所有的人都觉得呢, 如果我们现在发放那个成绩单给你的小朋友的话, 对于你的小朋友来讲是不公平的, 因为呢, 老师们没有真正的, 了解, 就是说知道他们的成绩在哪里, 因为呢, 因为我们是9月26号才开始上学的, 而且9月26号到现在呢, 其实上学也没有几天的, 所以呢, 校长觉得呢, 对于小朋友来讲呢, 这些, 成绩单里面的分数呢, 就是不太正确, 所以呢, 如果要正确的让老师可以评估, 就是跟你们讲, 你的小朋友的成绩在哪里呢, 最好是把那个成绩单呢, 延迟到11月30号发放, 所以11月30号的那个礼拜呢, 你们将会收到你的小朋友的成绩单。
That's so funny. I was muted. Anyhow, the DOE has released a grading policy, which we won't discuss this this meeting. We have a lot more information. Since we're not giving out the report card till November 30th, we'll have another meeting just about the grading policy.
Okay, 教育局呢，他们呢已经发放了，就是说成绩分数的政策。 然后呢，因为呢，我们在这个会议。 就不会讲有关于这个政策，因为呢，我们这个星期不会发成绩单，可是呢，我们下一次开会议的时候呢，就会集中我们就是集中我们的会议呢去讲有关于成绩分数政策。Okay,
so talking about the report card, we purchased a program this year, a software program that the teachers previewed and it was highly recommended. iReady. If your child did not finish the iReady diagnostic, please, please let them finish it. Do not help them. We need an accurate read, and the software needs an accurate read of what your child's able to do, because then the work that your child gets will match what they were able to do on the diagnostic. So in some cases, first graders will get multiplication. It doesn't mean that your first grader didn't learn multiplication because we forgot to teach it. It's just the way a diagnostic test is formatted. It just gets harder and harder until whoever's taking it can't continue. And then they start compiling work that is a little challenging, but not too challenging, which and it's individualized and differentiated so that your child can use it. Huiling, that was a mouthful, sorry.
Okay, 然后有关于我们今年学校购买的一些网上的那些材料，学习材料呢，我们想让家长知道，因为有些小朋友呢，他们到现在还没有完成他们的那个测验，而且那些测验呢，是可以清楚的告诉老师跟那个电脑啊， 让他们知道他们到底的程度在哪里，所以他们编排的课程呢，会是非常非常适合你的小朋友去读的。然后呢，我们建议家长不要帮你的小朋友完成这一个测验，因为这个测验其实是测你小朋友到底的能力在哪里。那有时候呢，你可能会觉得说，OK， 为什么我的小朋友一年级呢，他们的数学问题会是99乘法表啊，有关于99乘法表的那一些问题，然后。 答案就是因为你每当你的小朋友答对了一题题目， 他的电脑呢就会给他一个比较难的题目，直到他完全解答不了了以后呢，才可以确定的知道他的程度在哪里。可是如果你们帮他去做完这一个测验的话呢，对于我们来讲，这一个测验呢是完全无效的，因为呢不是通过你小朋友自己能力去做的。OK， 所以一定要他们自己本身去完成。如果太难没有关系，因为是电脑在测验他们的程度在哪里。
OK， so I'm going to move on to what's happening in-house. We've had several safety drills in-house. I'm sure your children have shared with you. We've had a few lockdowns where we practice being safe in the building. We also have one evacuation where we practice leaving the building in a safe manner. It went well. All drills were very successful. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后呢，我们现在要讲有关于呢，我们学校要练习怎么样疏散，同埋练习怎么样去就是封锁。Okay. 然后呢，我们想跟你讲的就是呢，我们呢，练习当中呢，我们其中有一天呢，我们有练习怎么样去疏散在学校里面的那些学生。然后呢，我们可以跟你讲呢，是那个疏散练习演练呢是非常非常的成功。我们也有两次的把学校封锁起来，那两次的演练呢也非常非常的成功。
Okay, many of these drills have to be unannounced. So please, if you are remote and your teacher suddenly has to be excused, please understand that there's a good chance we're having a drill. So the teacher will tell your child, I have to go, we are having a drill. And they'll just shut down and leave. So please be patient, that will happen.
OK， 校长想让你们家长知道的呢，就是每当我们在学校里面做这些演练的时候呢，就算老师有跟你们视频会议，就是 Zoom 的会议呢，他们也会跟小朋友说，我现在呢必须要参加这个演练，所以我们必须要终结我们的会议，所以我们希望呢你们可以理解，因为这一些演练呢是需要的，每个教育局都需要的。而且呢，我们也希望你谅解说，有时候呢，如果真的是老师紧急情况的话呢，他们会跟你讲说，我们有演练，我们现在要去做某些，他就会把电脑关掉了，因为呢是马上就要有反应的，所以呢他不会在那里解释，所以你必须要跟你的小朋友讲说，如果学校里面有演练，任何的演练练习的话呢，这个会议就会终止的，希望你们可以谅解。
Okay, so sorry, I sort of lost track. Okay, things in house. So we've discussed the drills. I will be sending out information. Our school safety plan was approved. I will give you the parent version of the school safety plan.We'll print it out and we will post it and we will give hard copy for the students who are in the building.
Okay, 然后呢，我们学校呢，每一个学校呢都会有一个学校的安全计划，然后呢那个我们的安全计划呢被那个火警的那个部门呢他们已经批准了，然后呢校长说呢，等我们拿到的时候呢，我们会给每一个家长应该看知道的有关于学校安全计划的那一部分，然后每个小朋友呢他们也会拿到一张就是纸可以拿回去让就是拿回家给你们看。
Okay, what else is happening in the building? We are starting several programs. Today was the first day for chess with Impact Chess. It's for kindergarten, first and second. We decided to start chess with the lower grades. It went well. I have to say, we're really careful about the programs that we bring into the building. And we weren't quite sure how it was going to happen via Zoom, but
But Ms. Wang Li and I think it went really well. We're really proud of the three classes that started today.
Yeah, so no, it went well. I was really, really surprised. I will be honest, I don't know how to play chess. And it is because I'm very competitive and I'm a real sore loser. So if I lose a game, the pieces go flying. I learned my lesson, but I think it's great for the children. They contacted us late Friday with all the codes. Hey, sorry, my son's sneaking dinner and it's not dinner time. It was a bit of a hiccup getting everybody on, but I think after today, it will go smoothly.
Okay, 然后我们学校里面呢，到底有一些什么样的节目让小朋友参与呢？就是今天呢，我们呢是开始了西洋棋，然后呢，今天Impact Chess 呢，他今天开始跟我们的幼稚园一跟二年级的学生呢开始了西洋棋，然后呢，我们觉得是非常非常的成功。然后呢，三个教室呢，他们Ms. Wang Li 跟那个我们的校长跟副校长都觉得他们很可爱了，就是他们就是这个学习这个西洋棋呢是非常的成功。还有呢，就是我们虽然呢是星期五那天晚上有一些混乱，是因为呢他们呢是星期五晚上就是傍晚差不多五六点钟把那些所有的那些上去网上的那一些密码啊全部寄给那个寄给校长跟副校长，所以呢今天第一天呢就比较有一点乱，因为呢我们必须要知道哪一个就是Zoom 的那个密码呢要去哪一个教室里面的小朋友可以一起上网。可是呢经过今天以后呢，下一次开始的时候应该会比较好一点。
OK, for my third, fourth and fifth graders, we are starting violin. The first few lessons will be without the violin. Third Street Music School has placed the order in. So the violins will be coming in shortly. Once the violin comes in, we'll be making phone calls again for you to pick up the violin. I'm very excited about it. So let's hope it goes well. And for pre-K, K and one, we're trying to get Chen Dance going again. Some of you know Chen Dance from last school year. We've had them in our building for years now. Ms. Lipsky, are we close to finalizing a schedule yet?
Close.
Okay, so once that happens, we will send out an announcement and we're very, very excited. And for my fourth and fifth graders, what?
Can I just translate what you just said before?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, okay.
Before you go on to the other parts. Okay, 然后呢是学前班幼稚园跟一年级呢，我们即将呢会让他们参与晨舞蹈，所有的学生呢都会在那个 Zoom 的会议里面。然后呢 ，Miss Lips 我们的副校长呢他已经安排了弄好了时间表，可是还没有就是不是最后一个，他们现在还在安排时间。然后呢，三四五年级呢的小朋友呢已经开始了他们的小提琴的课程了，然后头三个课程呢是完全没有小提琴的。然后我们想你理解呢，就是小提琴呢三阶的音乐学校他们已经订购了，我们现在等那些小提琴运过来我们的学校，运到我们拿到那个小提琴的时候呢，我们又会打电话给你们，叫你们进来学校把那些小提琴拿去拿回家，来拿小提琴拿回家给你的小朋友在家里练习小提琴的。所以这一些活动呢，副校长跟校长呢他们都就是非常的就是期待这些小朋友可以开始这个晨舞蹈跟开始拿小提琴，可以学习真正的拉小提琴。
OK, for my fourth and fifth graders in-house, and this is the only way we can do it, they have soccer with a coach, Coach Maxine from the New York City Football Club. They're not playing contact soccer. They are doing a lot of skill and drill. We were very, very lucky. Each child in the fourth and fifth grade in-house, they have their own soccer ball. And they don't share, they don't touch somebody else's soccer ball. We have a teacher who reached out to someone who's fairly famous. Her name is Eva Chen. She's an Asian American. She works for Instagram and She is also a book author. So for the last month, she has been asking her followers to fulfill the Amazon wish list, and she picked one of our teachers. She fulfilled the teacher's entire wish list, and when we found out that we had soccer, this teacher, Ms. Feng, Ms. Anna Feng, reached out to this woman again asking for soccer balls, and she asked her followers to purchase soccer balls for the school. So we have 100 soccer balls. I'm very, very grateful. So I do want to show you the two books that she has written. One is 3-2-1 Awesome, 20 Fearless Women Who Dare to Be Different. It's by Eva Chen. And her latest book is Roxy, The Last Unosaurus Rex. So we are very, very grateful to these generous people. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，我们的四五年级呢小朋友呢，他们呢即将会就是只是在学校里面上学回来上学的那些学生呢，他们呢会就是说有那个纽约市的那个橄榄球的俱乐部里面有一个教练叫做Coach Maxine呢，他来我们学校教所有的小朋友呢，就是那个足球的技巧跟。技巧跟那个他们训练他们怎么样用那些技巧，还有呢，就是说，我们呢，其实我们的学校很幸运，因为呢，我们有一个老师呢，他去联系一个人，叫做就是很有名的一个人，他叫做 Eva Chan， 然后呢，他呢是在 Instagram 里面做工的，他呢也有写书，而且呢，他呢叫他就是。跟着他的那些那些读者啊，或者是喜欢他的那些跟着他的那些人呢，他们呢就是去那个看那个 Amazon 的那个清单，就是愿望清单。然后呢，他们呢选择我们学校的一个老师叫做 Anna Fang 的老师呢，他们呢把他的那个 Amazon 的清单里面的东西呢全部都购买了。然后呢，他也知道我们学校呢每一个小朋友呢需要一个足球，所以呢，他呢叫他的那一些就跟着他的那些人
，OK，
去购买那些那个足球。然后呢，我们学校有大概每一个小朋友都有他们自己的足球去练习。
OK， Yeah, the soccer happens outdoors. In bad weather, it happens in the indoor yard. The children are socially distanced. We're going to start encouraging the teachers to take the children out to Seward Park. We do have permission to use the basketball courts. You know, I am encouraging the teachers to step out. I find that the children are getting very fearful about leaving the building. And I'm really concerned about that. There was a recent article in the New York Times on how this pandemic has caused many of our children anxiety, separation anxiety from not even family, but the, severe insecurity about leaving their home, walking around the block. We will do it in a safe manner. We will always have two adults. They will have a walkie-talkie. We have the support of the Parks Department. We want them to venture out, not far, but out of the building occasionally. I think it's very healthy for them. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，我们这些就是足球的那个老师呢，他会在我们的后院操场那里呢，去跟小朋友呢，去教小朋友怎么样去玩那个足球的。然后呢，如果外面下雨的话呢，他们会在我们学校的内部里面呢去做这个活动的。然后呢，校长呢也会建议很多的老师呢去把小朋友呢带去户外，好像去 Seward Park 那里呢去做一做运动啊，去呼吸一下新的空气啊。然后因为呢，他校长说呢，有很多的那个新闻报道，就是说现在很多小朋友呢都很焦虑。焦虑什么呢？不单只是焦虑跟家长分开，有时候呢他们是害怕走出去外面了，所以呢，我们希望给他建立一个非常好的就是环境，就是我们每次出去的时候，出去户外的时候，都有两个老师啊，然后我们也会注意安全，就是把他们的安全当做我们首席， 的就是首席重要的任务，可是我们也希望他们可以通过这些去户外去走一走动呢，可以呢去舒缓他们的焦虑和他们的害怕。
Okay, now to these different programs, we were very, very lucky. I know I had shared this earlier, but we had a very huge donation from bettermortgage.com. They were very, very generous. They gave us $72,000 to support purchasing technology to support all our children. Vishal and his friend Yishan had organized all this and really supported a lot of the schools in the neighborhood and in District 2. So because I don't have to worry about purchasing technology for the students, we were able to fund many of these programs.
Okay. 然后呢，所有的那个功劳呢，都应该是归于这个叫做那个 bettermortgage.com 的那个，我们上次跟你们讲过呢，是有关于他们呢，是他们捐款了给学校，他们捐了72,000给我们学校。然后呢，因为他们捐了这么多钱给我们学校，所以我们才可以有这么多不同的活动跟节目呢，让小朋友呢可以尽量的参与，在这一个期间里面尽量的参与。
Okay, so we ordered keyboards for the students to go with their iPads. Many of you have iPads from the spring, which didn't come with keyboards. The new iPads they're sending are coming with keyboards. So we ordered about 300. If you want one, let the teacher know, School Connects. We're slowly calling families in to pick up the keyboards. It's very, very handy. I would suggest that you request for one. If your child has trouble writing or using Kami, the keyboard is the way to go. The teachers will be introducing a typing program so that they can develop keyboarding skills. It's a skill that really will help them when they move on to middle school and high school.
Okay, 然后呢，我们呢有购买了。
Right now, we ordered keyboards. Sorry, we also ordered headphones for the students. We ordered about 500 headphones. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky? About 500. Okay. So each student will get a headphone that they can attach to the iPad. It really helps them focus. So we'll be calling you in to pick that up. My apologies. I know we keep calling you in. The dilemma is when we order these things, they don't come in all at once. We can wait till it all gets here, but I think that's a waste of time. I really think that these supplies that we're ordering is really important for your child's learning. So we will keep calling you in. If you live too far, we will ship it to you. But you know, please be patient with us. I know it's an extra trip to the school, but these are things that we could afford because of the generous donor, and I really want you to take advantage of it. Okay, Huiling, sorry, now your turn.
Okay, 然后呢 ,iPad 呢，我们已经购买了300个键盘，然后呢这些键盘其实都是给呢教育家长呢，你们如果是从春天那个时候呢是收到教育局的 iPad, 教育局的 iPad 是没有键盘的，所以呢我们才订购了300个，然后这样子我们可以发放给那些之前有拿教育局 iPad 的那些呢，你现在可以有键盘，然后键盘呢是可以帮助你的小朋友呢在好像是学习方面啊，或者是打字就是写那个写作方面可以帮助他们，因为呢他们不需要在 iPad 上面按来按去，然后老师呢也会教他们呢，会有一些方程式或者是一些上网的课程是教他们学习怎么样去打字的，其实打字呢是非常非常的重要的。而且呢我们也有购买了耳机，500个耳机给每一个学生，然后这个耳机呢是可以帮助你的小朋友呢去集中他们的精神，因为呢校长知道呢一个家庭里面可能有两三个学生同一时间去上网学课，而且呢声音很吵，所以小朋友不集中，所以耳机呢戴在耳上的时候呢，他们可以集中他们的精神，可以去继续学习的。OK, 还有呢，所以呢他也要跟所有的家长道歉呢，是因为我们经常打电话给你，因为呢是 那些材料，我们购买的那些材料呢，他们不是一次性的寄过来给我们，他们是一部分一部分寄来给我们的，而且我们不想等到我们所有的材料都拿到了之后再打电话给你们叫你们来拿，所以只要我们收到材料，我们就会打电话给你叫你进来拿，所以我们希望你们可以见谅。虽然是如果你不在纽约的话呢，你只要跟我们讲，然后我们会把那些材料呢去寄给你的。
OK、if you have your own personal keyboard、you can also own personal iPad, you can also request for a keyboard. The only thing is we have to check to make sure it's compatible. So please don't feel like because you don't have a DOE iPad, you can't have a keyboard.This keyboard is for everybody. The keyboards are for everybody. We just have to make sure that your iPad is compatible with the keyboard.
Okay, 如果呢你没有教育局的 iPad, 没有关系的。如果你想要一个键盘的话呢，你可以跟我们讲，我们可以给你一个，就是借给你一个键盘。可是呢，我们必须要确定我们这个键盘呢，跟你自己家里备的储备的那个 iPad 呢，适不适合。用了，因为呢，我们的那个我们购买的那个键盘呢，是要给最新的那个 iPad 才可以共用的。
Okay, I do know that some of you are still waiting for iPads from the DOE. We ordered iPads as loaner with this grant money, but we're also waiting for the iPads. So whichever one comes in first, we will contact the families who are still waiting.
Okay, 我们也。用这就是这一个赠款呢，我们用来也是买像教育局这个模型的那个 iPad， 然后呢我们也在等待中，所以呢不管是哪一个 iPad 来先呢，我们都会，如果你有需要的话呢，我们会通知你进来拿的。
Okay, now on that note, please take care of the iPads. When you break the iPad, we have to put inFor support, and we have to send it back, and we don't know when they return it. Do not sit on the iPad. Do not put it on the floor. Do not throw it. You gotta take care of these iPads. Like they, you know, there is not enough to go around. In many cases, if you have trouble, I have an entire technology team in the school. Many of our teachers are trained to support you.When you can't get on the Zoom, when there's problems downloading, but they can't fix an iPad that's cracked or an iPad that's been damaged. So please take care of these iPads. They're expensive.
Okay.然后呢，校长说呢，我们刚刚说完了键盘跟耳机，然后呢，我们呢要跟你讲呢，说教育局的 iPad 呢，对不对？我们希望所有的家长呢可以保护好啊，就是。就是不要摔它，不要丢它，不要坐那个 iPad， 因为这些 iPad 呢是会坏掉的 ，OK？ 而且呢，如果你们的教育局 iPad 坏掉了之后，你们给我们，我们要去教育局的电脑部门那里呢去申报上去，为什么这个 iPad 会坏掉，然后我们又要把这个 iPad 寄进去给他们，然后时间。很长久，我们也不知道你几时可以拿回你们的 iPad， 所以呢，让你们知道说你们要拿到教育局的 iPad， 或者是我们给你一个 iPad 的话呢，你们要保护好，因为这些 iPad 非常非常的贵啊。所以呢，我们学校里面呢是有就是有一个团队呢是专门呢是帮助你，如果你上网的时候 Zoom 进不去啊，或者是谷歌教室里面出了什么问题呢，我们是可以从其中的一个。人打电话给你，教你怎么样去把你的那个问题给解决掉。可是呢，我们学校的那些老师呢，他们修不了坏掉的 iPad， 就是他的荧幕已经碎掉了，那些我们完全修不了的。所以呢，我们希望家长呢可以保护好这些 iPad， 就是用完了把它放起来，不，这个不是玩具，这些都是要还给教育局的。
Okay, Also, when you come and get your keyboard, we will ask you to sign the media release form. We would like to send thank you messages to Michelle and Yishan. We would like to take a picture of your child on Zoom holding up the keyboard. They were so generous that we owe them so many thanks. We also want to start posting pictures only on School Connects of things that are going on. And we can't do that unless you sign the media release form. So please, when you come in, you sign for the iPad, we'll ask that you sign the media release form. Do not worry, we don't sell the pictures. It's only for in-house for us.
Okay, 然后呢，还有一样东西就是你们进来拿那个键盘的时候呢，我们会要求家长呢去签一个，就是学生为学生录影、录像或者是照相的那个同意书。为什么要签这个呢？是因为呢，我们必须要感谢，我们要写感谢信呢，去给那些捐款的那些人。而且呢，我们呢有时候呢会叫你呢照一张，老师会照，就是让你的小朋友拿起键盘呢，然后我们在那个会议上面照一张相。可是这一些相片呢，我们都不可以公布的，除非有你的同意，所以你必须要签这个同意书。然后这个同意书签完了以后呢，我们呢会发一些感谢信呢给那些捐款的那些人，而且呢我们也可以在我们学校的 APP 里面呢去发放这一些相片呢，让你知道 学校里面呢有什么样的活动啊，你的小朋友在做什么，好像去年一样。可是呢我们呢完全不可以这个样子做，如果你不签的话。而且呢这些所有的照片啊、录像啊、影片呢，都是我们自己内部学校里面呢是共用的，不会去把你们的资料或者你们的照片卖给其他人的，不会的，都是学校的用途。
Okay, now we're gonna go on to our school funding. We are a Title I school. That means over 85% of our family live below the poverty level. At one point, they said qualify for free school lunch, but everybody qualifies now. Because we are a Title I school, we get extra funding to support the school. In some schools, the Title I funds only can go to those families that need the extra support. In our school, the Title I fund is used to support all the students.
Okay. 然后呢，现在要讲呢是有关于学校的资金。然后呢，我们学校呢是 Title I 的学校。然后什么叫做 Title I 的学校呢？就是85%以上的家庭呢，对不对？都有那个免费的午餐可以拿的。OK， 然后呢，他因为我们学校是 Title I 的学校，所以呢，我们有他们给我们的经费资金呢就比较多一点点。然后有些学校呢，他们这一些经费呢只可以给这一些 Title I 的学生，可是我们学校基于我们学校是Title I 学校，所以呢我们的这个资金呢是可以给所有的小朋友的。
Okay, so we are supposed to have a Title I meeting, but I don't want to keep calling you back, so that is my Title I meeting. We also are supposed to have a PTA meeting. We spoke about it this morning. We don't want to keep calling families back. We currently have, as our president, Tracy, Travis's mother. She was on the PTA last year. She would like to continue. I'm not sure if she's on. She was on this morning. Our treasurer is Denise Kohler. She would like to remain this year. We also have Tony Amon's father, who would not mind stepping up to be the secretary, and Cody Dong's mom. So if anybody wants any of these roles, please, at this point, School Connects me, and I will let them know. Well, it's kind of hard to navigate all this using Zoom. I will have to say, we're not doing any fundraising this year. The PTA will not ask for PTA dues. We are in a very good place with our school budget right now. So our intent is not to touch any of the PTA funding and use what we have. So they will not be collecting PTA dues this school year. It's really hard for us to meet because we're also not allowing a lot of adults in the building. We don't want the chance of exposure. So I'll follow up with more information. if you would like to be a part of the PTA board, school connects me and I will let them know. We will also get their email so you can contact them directly. But right now, PTA has limited access to the building. We're actually using the PTA room to hold PPE, all our safety equipment, the disinfectant wipes, the children's masks, the adult masks, hand sanitizers. So they are not even going into the PTA room. Willing?
Okay. 然后呢，我们现在要讲的是我们家教会的会议。然后呢，家教会的成员里面呢有Tracy， 她是我们家教会的会长。还有呢，我们也有Denise呢， 她是我们的财务主管。然后呢，Tony跟Cody的妈妈呢， 他们呢有兴趣做我们的家教会的秘书。然后呢，如果你任何的家长是有兴趣参加我们的 做我们的家教会的成员的话呢， 你可以通过我们的 School Connect， 我们学校的 APP 呢， 去让校长跟副校长知道你有兴趣想去做那个 家教会的成员。 而且呢就是呢， OK， 还有呢就是我们今年呢， 家教会呢， 他们不会去 就是叫家长呢去捐款的， 而且我们也不会做筹款活动。 因为呢，我们因为有那个 BetterMortgage.com， 他们给了我们一笔很丰富的钱，让我们可以呢经费，让我们可以呢就是去花在小朋友的身上。所以呢，我们今年是不会有任何的筹款活动的。OK， 还有呢，就是如果你有感兴趣想做我们家教会的成员的话呢，你也可以，我们呢，你写信给那个短信给校长以后呢，他们有可能给你一个电邮，让你直接联系他们，跟他们讲的。而且呢，我们学校里面呢，因为不可以给很多的那些大人或者是成员进来，因为我们怕他就是 因为安全的问题，所以我们不让很多的那个家教成员进来。而且他们的教室呢，我们现在用来呢是装那些小朋友，就是安全的那些材料，例如呢是口罩啊、洗手液啊，或者是擦手的那个布，就是消毒的那个纸巾啊、湿纸巾啊， 还有小朋友的口罩啊，所有那些东西呢都在你们这个家教会的那个教室里面的，所以他们也用不了那个房间。
Okay, so we are at our end. I want to get started with the questions. Feel free to keep typing. So the first question is, can they leave the extra sweater in the class or cubby? Absolutely. Send the extra jacket in, an extra sweater, not an extra coat, I take that back, but an extra sweater or hoodie. For when the room gets chilly. Huiling?
Okay, 然后这个家长问呢，说他们可不可以把那一个就是多带的那一件毛衣或者是衬衫呢放在教室里面？然后校长说是可以的，如果你们呢可以让它放在教室里面呢，他们都可以放在教室里面的。
Okay, my next question is from Owen. Huiling, can you...
Okay, so then the mommy, Owen's mom wants to know, right, is this the only chance to opt back into blended learning?
Right now, that's what the mayor and the chancellor said.
Okay,
Owen, the mama, the市长跟我们的教育局的局长，他们都说这一次是你唯一一次的机会，是选择回来混合学习。Okay, Jaden Chan's mom asked the same thing. Does that mean we can't opt in until September 21? Yeah, you get one chance, and that's from November 2nd to the 15th to opt in. This was a surprise to everybody.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，是说，如果我们这一次错过了回来做混合学习，是不是要等到9月2021年才可以回来上学？答案是对的。Okay. 答案是只可以那个，现在如果你错过这个时期呢，你下一次回来读书就是9月2021年。Okay,
I need you to translate the next question, Huiling.
Okay, so then she wants to change from 100% remote to blended, right? So then she wants to know which application to fill out.
It's a survey. We We're a little confused right now. We're waiting to confirm the right survey. What they have up now, we don't think it's the right survey. We're all waiting for it. The minute we know for sure it's the right survey, we will send it School Connects.
Okay, 妈妈校长说呢，你要填这个表格，那这个表格的连接呢，对不对？我们到目前为止呢，还不确定这个是不是正确的那个表格你要填的。等我们确定了以后呢，我们会在我们学校的 APP School Connects 里面呢，去放那个连接，你可以直接上去点那个连接呢，就可以填那个表格了。
Okay, the next question from Cody Down's mom.Do you have any information update about middle school? Not yet. Ms. Rachel is talking to middle school enrollment. They are going to give her the okay, and you will get the news once we get the news.
Okay. 然后呢 ，Cody 的妈妈想问说，有没有任何的资料或者是信息呢，是有关于中学的？然后呢，我们到目前为止呢 ，Ms. Rachel 呢，她在跟中学的那个注册的那个部门里面呢，跟他问他们一些问题。等我们知道确定了答案以后呢，我们会跟你们分享的。
Don't worry, we will do everything to support all our fifth graders. We've always done that, and we will continue.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们呢，本来呢就是非常的，就是说支持我们的五年级的学生，我们也是会帮助他的，所以你不需要担心。
Okay, Leo's.
Okay, so mommy wants to know, are there state tests this year?
Well, they are saying yes, that they will be state tests. We don't know how they're going to make that happen, but there will be state tests. We are working, the teachers are working on planning to get the children ready. That is why many of our teachers, they are attending different workshops. We're starting with the Writing Revolution to really support our students in the ELA. The teachers are going for training right now. Like it's a one-week training.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，到目前为止呢，是有周考的。OK, 然后呢，所以呢，我们的老师呢都是在准备学生去考这个周考，而且呢，我们的老师也有去参加那些会议啊，或者是课程呢，是好像是 The Writing Revolution 呢，去让他们呢可以增加知识，然后他们回来可以更正确的教学生。
Okay, Owen
Zhang's mom wants to know, right, if she comes, she opts back in for blended, would the teacher be the same?
We don't know. That's my problem. I still have teachers on remote. And they have till December 31st to remain on remote, and they can reapply again to teach remotely. That's why we have the teachers teaching in pods, so that the children will get to know several teachers when we place them in a class.They will know the teacher already. We will do our best to keep the same teacher, but you know, it really, really depends on the situation.
Okay, 校长说呢，我如果 okay, 如果你学来混合学习的话呢，老师会不会一样？校长说他不清楚，他也不知道为什么呢？是因为呢，我们的有些老师呢还是做远程学教学的。远程教学的老师呢，到12月31号呢，他们要重新申请。所以呢，今年的学习情况跟教学情况呢是跟往年不一样的。不一样在哪里呢？是他们呢是一个团队里面去教那些学生的。这样子，不管他是回来上学还是选择回去百分之百的远程学习的话呢，他都认识所有的老师，所以对他们来讲呢，不会有太大的改变。
Okay.
So then 42 said, they apply for the iPad back in August, and they still haven't received it yet. When can they get it?
What we're going to do, we're following up with the DOE constantly. We have children that applied, it went missing. We've already we must, like Ms. Lipsky has been in contact constantly. In many cases, it wasn't even missing. They didn't even bother to ring the bell and sent it back. That's why we finally decided that all iPads be sent to me. I deliver them. Ms. Lipsky was the guardian. So every time they call, she would take all the phone calls. We're working on it. We also order iPads for the students who are missing iPads and still waiting. And we will give them out as loaners until the DOE sends their iPad over. We're all still waiting. And I apologize. Nothing with the DOE is going well right now. Except
okay.
The teachers. They're great.
Okay, 校长说呢? Alright, 因为呢，你教育局呢，你申请的那个 iPad 呢还没有收到呢，然后呢，我们副校长呢，他是每天都跟教育局的那个电脑部门呢去问他们，为什么很多家长还没有收到，然后有时候呢，他们的回复就是说，他们不见了，或者是那个送货的那一些人呢，他们没有按你们家的门铃，所以他们就把它退回去给教育局了，而且呢。 副校，我们副校长Ms. Lipsky呢，他呢，所以呢，为什么呢？因为这一些情况，所以呢，所有的iPad呢都会送去校长的家里面，然后呢，Ms. Lipsky的名字呢会在所有的表格上面，因为呢，这样子他们可以通知他，然后他可以告诉他们正确的答案，然后这样子的iPad就可以送到校长那校长的家，校长就会把它拿去给你们送到你们家的 ，OK， 然后呢？ 基于现在教育局他们的那个，就是他们的iPad呢，对不对？也非常的少了，所以呢，我们自己本身学校呢也有去订购这一些iPad，所以等不管是哪一方的iPad先来的呢，我们都会跟你们讲，而且呢，我们订购的那些iPad呢，我们可以借给你暂时的让你们去用的，所以只要那个iPad来了，我们都会通知你，叫你进来拿的，所以不好意思，时间那么久。
Okay, next question from Tiffany.
Okay, so then she said, what about the broken ones, right?
That one is
the broken iPads. How should they handle it?
They should bring it back to the school, call the school, school connects. If it's broken because it's cracked, then we have to wait for them to replace it. We have to put a ticket in. If it's something that we can resolve, we will try to resolve it in-house. And call them to pick it up once it's resolved.
Okay, Tiffany 的妈妈，如果你之前坏了怎么处理，你要跟我们讲，然后呢，我们必须要帮你在教育局的电脑部门里面呢，去跟他们讲说为什么你的 iPad 坏掉了之后呢，我们要等他的指令。如果他们告诉我们要还给他们，寄给他们，我们就会寄给他们了。可是呢，时间会非常的久，我们。
Okay, Joyce, again.
Okay, Joyce Zhang said, when can she go to school to pick up the keyboards?
If you let your teacher know, we will call the families in. We're slowly calling the families in. Within the next week, she'll probably get a phone call.
Okay, 我们现在在学校里呢，有一对团队呢，他们有 打电话给家长，所以呢，到下可能这个礼拜或者是下个礼拜这一段时间以内呢，你有可能收到我们的电话，叫你来拿键盘。Okay,
the pictures. When can we get last year's class photo? We are working on it. What we had to do was reach out to all the families. The last week to submit the photo decision was when they closed the school in March. So everything got moved because they immediately started disinfecting all the classrooms. Tracy has been in the building and she's done all the paperwork. We've already emailed the photographer, Koki. He's working on getting the pictures developed. It's just everything is very slow right now because of the pandemic. But the minute we get it, we will call. And I apologize for that.
Okay. 这个妈妈问呢，她说呢，他们小朋友几时可以拿到去年的那个教室，那个教室合照？ 然后呢，我们校长想让你们知道，就是说呢，这些因为这一个疫情呢，所以很多东西都变成很慢。然后呢 ，Tracy 呢，他有跟那个照相馆的那个管理员，他们有跟他讲说，这些相片呢，几时可以就是弄好交给他们。然后呢，他呢现在呢已经因为所有的东西都很慢，所以他已经尽量的去把那些照片给洗出来之后，洗好了以后他们就会发放给家长，然后我们也会打电话通知你进来拿。
Okay, the next one I need you to translate.
Okay, so this parent wants to know if they continue to opt in for 100% remote learning, what will be the effects of it?
A lot of screen time. We have really good teachers teaching remote, and these remote teachers plan with the blended teachers, the teachers in the building. I think the child will be fine. It'll be sad. It's hard because they won't be able to socialize, but none of us are really socializing anyway. I think they'll be fine. This is the new normal. You know, they just have to make sure the child is doing the work, attending the Zoom sessions, and they have to make sure if the child is confused to let the teacher know right away. Like, you know, that's very important.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你选择还是选择百分之百的远程学习呢，会有什么样影响？其实呢，校长说呢，没有什么影响，因为我们的远程教学的那些老师呢，都是非常好的老师，而且那些老师呢，会跟学校里面在做混合学习的那些老师呢，每天呢都有去他们每天都会讲，就是联系怎么教学材料。OK, 而且呢他们也会跟那个老师呢沟通，看看教学材料是什么的，所以你不需要担心。而且呢小孩子呢缺了什么，就是跟其他小朋友就是在一起玩，可是现在这个情况也不容许他们在一起玩，可是唯一的不好就是对着那个镜头太久了。
OK, Alvin Jang, do they have stated, like, I'm not sure, Alvin Jang, if you're on, you could type it again, or you can unmute and ask the question. I'm not sure what that question is. I'm going to skip down to Brandon Zhao. When is registration for kindergarten for school? Wow, next school year. good question. Brandon Zhao's mommy, don't worry. The minute we find out about registration, we will let everybody know. But this is very early. It usually happens sometime in 2021. But we will let everybody know.
Okay, Brandon 的妈妈想知道呢，几时可以呢？做幼稚园2021年幼稚园报名。然后呢，现在太早了，那个日期还没有出来。
啊，没错。
就是、
okay.
谢谢。
Hi, Miss Chan.
Hello, Zoe, mommy.
我想问下，听日继续系正常上课系
？OK, Zoe, mommy， 听日啦，系8:30至到11:00啦，系可以同老师视频噶。11:00之后咧，佢就要自己学习。
OK, Zoe, mommy, wait. OK, now, all right. The next so great, mommy. We'll let them know. OK, I want to make sure she knows that.
Okay, Brandon 的妈妈，我们知道资料了以后呢，我们会通知所有的家长的，所以你不需要担心。我们只要有那个日期了，我们就会跟你讲。
Okay,
好，谢谢。
听日照常系8:30上课，系咪
？Yes, Zoe, mommy.
Miss Chan.
系啊系啊，听日8:30正常上课。
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Do first grade need keyboard too? Yeah, everybody should get a keyboard. We're even giving out to pre-K. It is very, very handy to use. I would encourage everybody, if you have an iPad, you don't have a keyboard, get a keyboard. You will find that it is very, very helpful with schoolwork.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，一年级的学生需不需要一个键盘？然后校长说呢，他建议每一个学生都拿一个键盘，因为呢是方便， 而且呢，他们在谷歌教室里面呢，如果要写作业啊，或者是打，就是写那个作业的时候呢，他们可以用那个键盘打字进去，就是比较好了。不单只是一年级，校长说呢，在我们的学前班的小朋友呢，他们也有，我们也有给他们一个键盘。
Okay, the next one I need you to translate.
Okay, so then, okay. All right, so if they still want to continue remote learning, 100% remote learning, do they still need to fill out the application?
No, absolutely not. If they are on remote and they want to remain on remote, they do not have to do anything.
Okay. For 那个家长呢，如果你的选你的之前选择是100%的远程学习的话呢，你是不需要，如果你还不需要上网填表格的。
Okay.
不需要上网填表格的。
The next question.
Okay. This mommy, Kayla's mom, wants to know if she can apply for an iPad now.
Yes. We will help her out. We'll help her apply. We'll reach out to her tomorrow. We'll help her apply. Okay. Tell her.
Okay. Kayla 的妈妈，我们明天会有人打电话给你，帮你申请这个教育局的 iPad。不要担心。
Okay.Let's skip down to Bella's mom's question.
Bella's mom wants to know if they can take the keyboard home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, 键盘是可以拿回家里。
Okay, the next one is a good question. Will there be picture day for the school year? That's a really tough one. Okay, we have to think about that and figure that out. I don't even think we can do class photos.But if we think of a solution, we will let you know.
Okay. 然后呢，这个家长问呢，今年会不会有一个就是照相日啊？就是说小朋友好像以前一样呢，是可以照那个一个教室的合照。然后呢，校长说呢，我们要再考虑一下，因为今年呢是难度很高，所以呢，我们决定了以后，我们会跟家长讲的。
Okay, when will you, we will call you, when will we come in to pick up the keyboard? We will call you in. It's not such a fast process only because we're only allowed to have so many people in the building. But if you let the teacher know, we will call you in very soon. We're already distributing it. It just takes a while.
Okay.然后呢，如果呢，我们现在呢已经在打电话呢，是给这个家长问说他们几时可以拿键盘。然后呢，我们现在呢已经呢，每一天都在发放这些键盘给家长的。然后呢，如果你联系你小朋友的老师跟他们讲的话呢，然后他们会跟我们的工作人员去讲的话呢，我们就会打电话给你，尽快的打电话给你，叫你进来拿键盘。
Okay, the next question from
this
Tammy.
One is actually a really good question. So she is saying that they opt in for 100% remote learning, right?
Uh-huh.
But what if there's a vaccine that comes out very soon? So do they still have to wait until September 2021 to come back to school?
Oh my God.
Oh, this one is good.
I need a magic eight ball for that one.
not much impressive.Says Mrs. Chen.
Oh, I was really impressed. That's a good question. I want to know too.
Ms. Chen, they're all good questions. Now, if there is a vaccine and if they're safe, I am sure they will let everybody back in. I don't see it any other way. Okay, so please, like, if there is a vaccine and the vaccine is safe, and if families are willing to let their child take that vaccine,Or if it's mandatory, I'm sure they'll let you in right away.
Okay, Tana 的妈妈校长说呢，如果呢这个疫苗出来了，而且呢是每个小朋友都打了疫苗，或者是他们呢建议小朋友打了疫苗，我们校长说呢，教育局呢会让所有的小朋友应该会让所有的小朋友回来读书的。
I think if it's safe, we have a vaccine. They won't keep anybody on remote learning, so I wouldn't worry about that.
如果是安全的话呢，而且是每个人都打了那个疫苗的话呢，应该会让所有的小朋友回来读书的，所以他不会太担心。
Okay, next one.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, so then this iPhone wants to know, right, that if, right, the child wants to change from 100% remote to blended, right, they need to fill out an application. But if they are 100% remote and wants to stay 100% remote, they do not need to fill out an application. Is that right. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
If they are on remote, they want to remain remote, they do nothing. If they are on remote and they want to come back in, they will fill out the form.
And okay.
Yeah.
iPhone, 如果你们是现在是百分之百的远程学习的话呢，你是不需要填任何的表格去继续百分之百的远程学习。但是如果你想从远程变回混合的话，你就要填表格了。
Okay, I think we're done with questions. I want to thank all of you for your patience, my English-speaking family for sitting through the translation, my Chinese-speaking families for sitting through the English translation. I know these meetings are long, but I do want to give you as much information as possible.
OK, 校长说呢，谢谢你们今天抽空参加这个会议。他说呢，这个会议有一点长，是因为我们必须要翻译，所以呢，我们非常的感谢你有耐心可以做完，就是坐在这里持续的听完这个会议。OK, 还有呢就是。
你好。
你好。
今天我送起令，我还在这个 School Connect 的好时话，现在我的仔现在是100%完成学校，我好时还到嗰度话，如果你继续呢度填个表，咁我之前已经填咗，咁你哋今日话即系如果继续呢度唔使填，咁我已经填咗，咁点算啊
？Okay, I understood it, but for the other families, this is sort of an important question for English-speaking families. What did she say, Hui Ling?
She said, right, on School Connects, right? She said we posted that if they want 100% remote learning.Right, they need to fill out the application, and then now we're saying that if they opted in for 100% remote learning, they don't need to fill out the application. So she filled out the application already. Again,
in the beginning, they had to fill out the form, but we're letting families opt in. If she wants to remain on remote now, she doesn't have to do anything.
Okay.妈咪，你有冇校长话咧？因为之前咧，你要去百分之百远程学习咧，你系需要填呢个表格噶。但系咧，如果你而家第二次呢个咧，你系唔需要填噶啦，因为你个名咧已经喺入边话你选择咗百分之百嘅远程教学噶。远程学习
唔系啊，因为我上次喺个 School Connect 嗰度咧，你哋好似话。如果是繼續的遠程學習呢，咁要填個表，咁我已經填咗，咁你哋依家又話唔使填。
I don't think we have that on School Connect. Tell her, but tell her like, don't worry. We know who she is. We will double check. Olga.
Okay, I just want to add, quite a few families did complete it again, meaning they were on remote and they still completed.
That's fine.
That's perfectly fine. That's many that were blended filled it out again for blended. They just wanted to be.Sure, that's not going to lose a spot. So we're just saying you don't have to. Those that did, it's okay.
All right.
Okay. So, mommy 咧，佢话咧，有啲家长咧系虽然唔需要填个表格，但系佢哋都上咗网填个表格，所以你唔需要担心噶。Okay, 你填咗表格唔紧要噶，填咗唔紧要噶，你净系拣翻百分之百远程学习啫嘛，唔紧要噶。
Okay.
All right.I'm going to let everybody go have dinner now. Thank you again. I miss all of you. You know, I wish
you
into the building.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.